The investigation into four missing young men is praising the nonstop shifts on the farm where human remains were found of police officers. Bucks County DA Matthew Weintraub told reporters the officers are digging through tons of dirt in the sweltering heat today again after the body of Dean Finocchiaro was found in a grave with other remains that have yet to be identified. Weintraub says he knows of a relationship between the missing men, but he's not going to give the details yet. 20-year-old Cosmo DiNardo was charged yesterday with stealing a car that belonged to one of the missing men. USA Radio News.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
A new drug that uses gene manipulation to help fight cancer is almost ready to hit the market. It's one step away at the FDA. Here's the story.
It's called CAR-T, and Tom Whitehead's 12-year-old daughter, Emily, is alive today after becoming the first patient in the world to receive it 7 years ago to battle childhood leukemia that was considered terminal.
If you want to see what a cure looks like, she's standing right beside me.
It's considered a living drug, a medicine made from a patient's own immune cells that are reprogrammed and turned into super fighters. It was developed at University of Pennsylvania and licensed to Novartis. The full FDA is expected to greenlight the drug this fall with the hope that it can be harnessed to fight other cancers, too. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Officials at a California university are warning students about a credible threat against the campus by one of their own classmates. Here's Jason Campidonia.
The student has been identified as Natalia Holmes, and officials at Southwestern College in Chula Vista say she's made a credible threat of violence. The threat was reportedly made on campus on Tuesday in front of a group of people, but details about the threats are under wraps. On Facebook, Holmes has complained about transgender issues on campus, saying there needs to be urinals in the women's restrooms. Police say if anyone sees her, they should call the cops immediately. I'm Jason Campidonia.
NASA providing a close-up of Jupiter. Images are coming in from the space agency's Juno mission, only 5,600 miles above the surface of the planet. USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Guys, bringing back some memories with some of the news stories coming out this week. Some good, some bad. Story came out this past week, didn't get much attention at all. People were paying greater attention to this a year or two ago. It was one of, well, it is the oldest bank in the world. The Monte dei Paschi di Siena was founded in 1472. And the Italian government is going to nationalize the bank in the hopes of bringing it back at a later date, I guess. Problems with all sorts of bad loans that are on the books. Basically failing to deal with reality for an extended period of time. And here we have the taxpayers going to have to bear the brunt of this. Italy recently had a bailout on another two mid-sized banks in the northern part of the country. Why do I bring this up? And why is this important to you? What do you care? I'm basically tying this into what's happening here in this country with all of these pensions and state governments that are just teetering at this point in time. There's nary a difference at all between what's taking place in Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maine, many other places, Puerto Rico. Really not much difference that was happening there than was happening with Bernard Madoff or Greece, for example. Margaret Thatcher said it best, and I've used it here on the program time and time again. Eventually, you run out of other people's money. Politicians play this game because they're gone. Most of the policies that they implement after they've done their damage, after the price has got to be paid, they're long gone. Who's going to criticize Joe Schmo for giving the union guys these gigantic raises that they couldn't afford? Nobody. They'll eventually pin it on, oh, it's mismanagement and they don't raise enough taxes, and right on down the line. If you go to my website right now, we actually just put it up. This is kind of going along with my soon-to-be-released book that's coming out. We posted our latest white paper up there. And you can sign up for it. It's absolutely free. Everything that we've always done on the website, I've always said, is going to be absolutely free. We're here to help people out. And it deals with the upcoming retirement crisis. And I thought about it a little bit. And I saw it up there. I had my web people put it up. And I don't like using the word crisis, because I'm not trying to scare people. I never try to scare people. I present what is happening, the situations here, and hopefully people will listen to what I have to say, listen to the arguments that we make here, we have made here over the years, and come to the same conclusions that we are. I'm not going to yell and scream at you and tell you that you're all going to die and you better buy yourself a Glenn Beck seed bank and some gold bars. No. Are we, in my opinion, in a retirement, I would call it crisis? Yeah, we are. And it has to do with the fact that people are woefully unprepared. And the people that think they are prepared, think that everything is okay, think that they're going to be able to rely upon their pension or Social Security, in many instances have another thing coming. We're starting to see that already. You're not seeing it in the news. Not seeing it much in the news, but most certainly it is happening because I'm hearing about it. Yeah, it's brought back another memory for me. I said I was thinking about Siena, and I love the town of Siena. If you get a chance to go to Siena in Italy, it's outside of Florence. Just make sure And it's amazing, the place. It's how beautiful it is. But you can get lost there so easily. It's very, very difficult. If you lose your way, you've lost your way. I mean, thank God they have some of the cell phone help now with the maps. But make sure you know where you parked. Let's just leave it at that. I was thinking about another one of my favorite places in the entire world. It's an island in Greece that I've had the opportunity to visit on several occasions. That's my thing. If I find a place I like, I mean, I like to see new places, but I always have to go back and visit what I love. And one of the most beautiful islands I've ever seen is an island called Santorini in Greece. And it's unique in the sense that, well, it's due to a volcanic eruption, basically made it the way it is. And it's like a crescent island with a volcano that sits out in the water. And that volcano erupted back around 1650 BC. And they say it was the largest volcanic explosion known to man. It was really big. And actually, there's been studies saying, linking, because it was at the same time Moses was dealing with the Egyptians, saying it had to do with some of the plagues and all sorts of other things. That's how big of an eruption that was. Now, prior to that eruption, there was a civilization that lived on the island. They called themselves Therians. And they were so advanced, they've been doing archaeological digs on that island since the 1960s. And you can go check them out. I highly recommend it. Running water, beautiful artwork, an advanced civilization. So advanced that they thought, well, gee whiz, maybe this is the lost city of Atlantis. And why would they think that? Because, well, there's nobody left. Now, if you go to Pompeii, outside of Naples, Mount Vesuvius there, and you can see the people frozen in time. This was different. This was different. In Santorini, they haven't found any survivors. Where did they all go? There's no sign of them showing up at any of the local islands like Crete or anything else. I've got my own theory when it comes to this, and it comes from me dealing with human beings and understanding human nature for an extended period of time. Human beings, once the going is good, when the going is good, people fail to recognize any warning signs that something might be amiss or something could go wrong, and they fail to protect themselves. For example, go back to the 1990s. Here I was, Chris Markowski, Markowski Investments, guest on this radio show, TV, whatever it may be. Everyone wanted to make fun of me because I said that this whole .com thing is dangerous. These companies are not earning money. It's completely out of control. The markets were out of control at that point in time. And I didn't know what I was talking about, according to all the wizards of smart and according to conventional wisdom. I didn't know what I was talking about when I said Enron, but something was wrong there too. But the signs were there. They were there. They could just go back, 12, 13 years ago, here on this program, me warning everybody about the run-up in real estate and the problems that we're going to see. And it's not sustainable. And real estate can't go up forever. And we were heading for a crash. You heard it here on this program. If you've been reading my stuff and subscribing to my newsletter, you would have read that too. Doesn't make me a genius. It just makes me able to see the signs. I don't go through life with blinders on. I think the same thing happened to the Therians. As smart as they were, life was good. Life was good, and I'm sure that volcano was showing some signs of trouble and earthquakes and rumblings, and they did like this. Well, Pompeii chose it. They chose to ignore it. And when they finally realized what was going on and they tried to escape, they were swallowed by the sea. And again, it's pretty darn deep there. But anyway, why am I bringing this up? The signs are there, people. Okay, and this is not scary stuff. This is not the sky is going to fall, the world is going to end. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I'm trying to get at is you have to be prepared. I was asked this past week, talking about changes to retirement accounts, Social Security. Listen, I don't plan on receiving any of that stuff. I don't. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to prepare my family. I'm going to own it. I'm going to take responsibility for it. And that's what people really need to do. You need to see what is going on as a whole and take action. And sometimes you might need to rethink a thing or two. Meaning, oh, gee whiz, may have to work a little bit longer. May have to do something a little bit differently. The terrain today, people, is different than it was in the 1950s, the 1960s, the 1970s, the 1980s. It's different. It's a completely different terrain. I guess the best way I can explain this is that you did really well investing with Bernie Madoff if you were in early. If you were in early and you got your money out, you did just fine. Eventually, again, all Ponzi schemes run out of other people's money. Let me get back. I want to delve into my white paper a little bit and some broad strokes. But I want to invite each and every one of you to go download it. It's free. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. Even our 24-hour day help hotline, I got to remind the people that work on the hotline number to sign people up for that. 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Take advantage. And we're going to do, like I said, we're going to do some broad strokes on this white paper so you can understand. Don't go anywhere. And I've made up my mind.
Under 30 horsepower diesel tractors are in high demand. Yanmar meets this demand with the powerful SA series that go above and beyond ordinary tractors with the famously reliable Yanmar engine. When it comes to compact tractors, 35 horsepower is the just right size for many people. The Yanmar Model YT235 tractor fits the bill. Open platform or factory cab, the YT235 is your best choice to put a famous Yanmar diesel engine to work on your land. Look to the Yanmar YT3 series for the best over 45 horsepower compact tractor. Only the YT3 Yanmar tractors can increase your productivity and time savings with the unique, proven, and reliable IHMT transmission. From subcompact 21 horsepower to 59 acre-eating horsepower, Yanmar provides you with powerful tractors and matching attachments for the whole range of compact tractor tasks. More information at yanmartractor.com. That's yanmartractor.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. According to a Bank of America survey, more than half of Americans plan to travel for business or pleasure this summer. Happiness expert Sean Acor explains how with smart planning and the right destination, you can maximize the joy of your summer travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Everyone has their favorite summer memory, that family trip to the beach or a visit to a ballpark. The memories we make through travel inspire and rejuvenate us for months and even years. And whether your destination is Michigan or Madagascar, with the right planning and the right mindset, happiness is possible wherever and whenever you decide to go. A huge part of planning your travel is to make sure that you have the right rewards credit cards so that you're not restricted where and when you can travel. With my Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, I can earn an unlimited 1.5 points on every dollar I spend, and I'm not limited with blackout dates or restrictions. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his boat insurance.
Name's Dale.
You know, like kale set with a D. And Dale is about to unveil his fishing boat. Check it out. Named it Rodfather. Get it? Anyway, you're probably wondering how such a clever cat like me saves so much on his boat insurance. Well, I just called the Geico Insurance Agency, and they saved me some serious coin. So now my money's a keeper.
Geico for your boat. See how much you could save.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. I know we've discussed this here on the program. And again, it is the ideals and the things that we're talking about here are, how should I put it? They're revolutionary in the sense that no one else wants to touch upon them because everybody else wants to tell you what you want to hear. And that's big when it comes to sales. You know, I'm going to delve into that right now. Sales and financial planning and how stuff is sold, because I went through that program. And when I first started on Wall Street and passed all my tests, and again, novice, I wasn't an expert in financial planning by any stretch of the imagination. That's something that you need to, you know, you spend time on. You got to be mentored. A lot of work that needs to be done when you're first starting out. They wanted no part of teaching that. What they wanted to do is teach you how to sell. They'll tell you what to do with your client's money. You get on the phone, you go sell. And one of the things that they taught us to do is to figure out an individual's greed buttons. Find out what people want to hear, what's going to get them excited, and push those buttons. Everyone's different. One of the things that has differentiated us from every other program out here, and I say it again and again and again, that there's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down on this show. It can be cold sometimes. I can be brash here on the program. I may offend people from time to time, but that's okay. I am who I am. Okay? But would you rather have somebody that's going to be brutally honest with you? Would you rather just be surrounded with sycophants, in essence, telling you what you want to hear? What kind of financial advisor do you want? Do you want a guy that's going to blow smoke up your derriere, or you want a guy that is going to tell you how it is? We've always been that way, and we always will be. One of the things when we started now was, again, push people's greed buttons. Tell them what they want to hear. People don't want to hear that there's trouble with their pensions. They tune that out when I talk about it. Trust me, I know. I'm trying to make it as engaging as possible. They don't want to hear it. It's like, la, 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 Markowski's talking. I don't want to hear what he has to say about Social Security and pensions and all this stuff. But you need to, because it's not a big deal. We got this. You can handle this. And as sad as that is, and how bad as that situation is, because it's not good, there's other great things about life right now that we can all applaud. Not a day goes by. Yeah. I said, I'm big with the medical journals and advances. See, I do a lot of that stuff for show prep. I never use it on the show, but I just find it fascinating. I'm always reading about it, talking about these tailor-made cancer treatments that are coming down the pike that are absolutely extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary stuff. Now, the other stuff as well that they've got, that we've got to obviously improve upon, is obviously Alzheimer cures. That's a very big deal. Stuff that needs to be worked on. Now, life is supposed to get longer for everyone. It has been, except for one aspect, and we've talked about this here on the show. That's obviously the opiate problem, which we have discussed. And that's killing the younger generation under 50 at a clip that we've never seen before. But if you take a look at the numbers, once you hit 65, there is a damn good chance you're going to hit 85. And you know what? You get there, that's a good jam, good chance you're going to hit 100. It is what it is. That's great. So we've got longer lifespans, which is a good thing, right? We want to live longer and healthier lives. But we do have a breakdown in a lot of these safety net type programs, pensions, Social Security, all of this stuff. Again, these are politicians and other people out there that promised things that they couldn't afford to pay. They knew, they just chose to ignore it. So what's revolutionary about our approach, what we're trying to preach here, is we just want you to forget the pie in the sky, the Napa Vineyard stuff, and reorganize your life in a different way. You know, it was interesting. Got a fact this past week. This was from the people over at the Federal Reserve. It was the Chicago branch of the Federal Reserve talking about student loan debt and saying that kids now are going to need to start thinking about retiring at 75, kids, these millennials, then 65, because it's taking them close to 20 years to pay off their student loans. Now, that's just a fact of life, and that's not even being reported. I had to dig that fact up. You think you might want to fill people in on the reality of life here in America? There's nothing wrong with preparing for a worst-case scenario. It doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. It's not a difficult thing to do. Yes, you need to be saving more money. Everybody does. Everybody needs to be putting more money away. Everybody needs to be maxing out all of the retirement plans that they possibly can. Small business owner, you got an individual 401k, you got a plan set up. If you got an employee match, take advantage of all of these things. Why wouldn't you? But as well, there's other little aspects as well, and it's one of the things that we kind of pride ourselves on. As we ask people again and again and again, to look themselves, to make that hard look themselves in the mirror and figure out who they are. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself. You have to be. I said, I can't, how many conversations have I had with clients? Hey, I retire early. I'm like, yeah, that won't last. I laugh. I said, go nuts. You're going to be asking me for a job in a matter of 8 months to a year. And sure enough, they're looking to find their way back into the workforce or doing some consulting or something like that. Listen, it's the nature of a lot of my listeners. I know who you are. You're builders and creators. What we're trying to get across to people is craft your life a little bit differently. Throw away the conventional wisdom. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Download the white paper. It's there. It's got every bit of information. I present my entire argument to you, all the facts right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When the French people rose up and stormed the Bastille, it changed the course of human history.
President Trump at a joint press conference with the French president. President Trump in France to help celebrate Bastille Day at the invitation of the French president. The two men reportedly discussed a wide range of issues in a private meeting, including Syria and terrorism around the world. Violent crime is on the rise in the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to take action to stop it.
Now, violent crime is once again on the rise in many parts of America. The murder rate, for example, has surged 10%, 11% really, nationwide in just 1 year, 2015.
Also, the DOJ today announcing a crackdown on health care fraud and scams involving drug abuse. Attorney General Sessions said more than 400 people have been arrested. USA Radio News.
Hi there. Hey, you're in the midst of summer and maybe your hair is taking a beating with swimming, etc. Right now, Ovation is offering free shipping site-wide, no minimums, no restrictions. So we've got an Ovation 6-item summer essential set, especially priced to save you over 50% off retail. And you get the Color Therapy Shampoo and Conditioner to defend against color fading and to protect against UV rays and lock in moisture. You get the clinically proven clarifying shampoo to remove over 90% of dulling deposits after just one use. And the powerful must-have cell therapy and scalp treatment. You get an Ovation wet dry brush, essential hair oil, and a handy reusable Ovation hair bag. Everything you need, everything you buy this week, including the summer essential set, priced to save you over 50%. Shipping is free and new customers get an additional discount on top of the specially priced summer essential set. Free shipping when you select Angie Austin Daybreak USA at checkout. Again, ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that comes is here and now.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm not going to read in detail. It's just, again, I grabbed four or five on top of a stack that's about 2 inches thick on my desk. Just rip-offs and scams and problems from around the country with bad investment advisors. Money advisor gets 20 years in prison for investment scam. Former Iowa investment advisor been sentenced up to 20 years in prison and must repay more than $330,000. He took from seven people, mostly friends and family, trusted him after he professed to be a man of faith. Again, how often here on the program do we warn you and tell you that anybody who uses God, uses their faith to sell things, run. Run. SEC slaps restraining order on Chicago advisor for scamming seniors. Bellevue investment advisor pleads guilty to wire fraud, making false statements. Story about his actual name of a firm, Pirate Management. How do you think that worked out for their investors? And I can go on and on and on here with these stories. And the people, what I try to get across here and what we've tried to get across, I was talking about some of the sales tactics last segment before and what Wall Street taught us when we started, what they wanted us to do. You can work with people that are going to put your interests above their own. Listen, you have to do a little bit of homework. You do. I just went through this again for moving to a new area and having to find new pediatricians for my kids and the process that we went through in doing that. Hiring a financial planner is a pretty serious decision here. I mean, it's make or break time. And you want to be working with someone that's going to, I'm not going to be promising you the sun, the moon, the stars, and talking about overperformance. I'm going to be talking about meeting your goals, for crying out loud. That's somebody that you want to work with. I honestly kind of put this in a different line of thinking. You go in and you want to hire a personal trainer. And a personal trainer says, yeah, you know what? You work with me, you're going to have a six-pack abs. You're going to be shredded. You know what? You won't even break a sweat. It's going to be easy. Huh? Now, I know some people believe that nonsense, but it's just not the case. Again, everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. Now, granted, I understand. Good financial planning firms, certified financial planners, they're few and far between for most. Why? Because, well, you know what? There's not many of them. There's not many high-end firms out there. And because there's not many of them, most of these high-end firms can be very selective on who they want to do business with. Meaning that, hey, unless you're walking in the door with a 7-8-figure account, sorry, you don't qualify. I don't come from that world. I don't. And we made a promise years ago to all of you out there that we would never do that. Never do that. I mean, we're told all the time, hey, you got to fire all your smaller clients out there. You're wasting time with them. You need to focus on the bigger ones. No, that's not who we are. That's not how I was brought up. There's no velvet rope around our firm. There's none. I don't care if you're just getting started. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference to us. We are here to help you. That's just, in our opinion, that's how it should be. Listen, other firms want to do what they want. That's fine. Okay? Listen, I know people that work at the high-end firms. It's not to say that they're bad people. In my opinion, it's just not something that you do. This is why, again, we invite each and every one of you, okay, to get your financial plan done the right way. Download the white paper. Read our columns, all of the things that we've picked over the past, couple decades. The calls that we've made. Do your own homework on who we are. Search away. Now, again, we're a registered investment advisory. It's illegal for us to use testimonials. You know, it's illegal for us. Brokerage firms can do fake testimonials, but I'm under the guise of the SEC. We can't use real ones. Not kidding. Check us out on your own. Take advantage of what we have. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Sign up. All that free stuff right there at the website. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-887-4991. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-887-4991. That's 877-887-4991.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Leading into the busy summer travel season, Bank of America, in partnership with Condé Nast Traveler, created the Joy Index to explore the connection between happiness and travel. Happiness expert Sean Acor.
Science shows that traveling makes us happy. Different cultures, new adventures, and relaxation. I found that these things in my research drastically improve our happiness and energy. We explored the unique factors that make a trip memorable to create the Joy Index, a list of 10 most joyous destinations. And based on all this work, we curated specific must-dos for each destination that are all eligible purchases for redemption on the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card points to offset their costs. With the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime, making your next memorable experience closer than you think.
For more information, visit cntraveler.com/joyindex.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This song. Wow. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I touched on this story a little while ago. And again, this is another ginormous part of financial planning. And that's college, universities. I have three kids. Like, you don't think that I've made plans for this? Of course I have. But let me tell you something. I'm being deadpan honest. I'm not sending my kids to college. I'm not spending a dime on them unless they're ready. I'm not into wasting money. Sorry. I'm not. I grew up in a household. How many people out there's dad said, "What do you kids live in a barn? Shut the damn door." I still say that to my kids too. I'm not into wasting money. And I'm not going to go send my kids off to college if they are not ready. About 70% of college students, that's about 44 million Americans. I want you to put that number into perspective. Oh, a collective $1.4 trillion. That number, greater than credit card debt. $1.4 trillion in student debt. Now, it used to be, it was kind of standard, that you would pay off your student loans within a 10-year period of time. You want the reality now? It's taken twice as long. 60% of student debt borrowers expect to pay off their loans in their 40s. In their 40s. I'm trying to remember when I paid off all of my loans. It didn't take that long. Wasn't that far out of control. This one Wisconsin institute finds that it takes graduate of Wisconsin universities, get this, 19.7 years to pay off a bachelor's degree, 23 years to pay off a graduate degree. Are you kidding me? The Fed reports that there, get this, 6.8 million student loan borrowers between the ages of 40 and 49. And that together, these graduates hold a collective $229.6 billion in debt. That means Americans in their 40s right now, in their 40s with student loan debt, have an average balance of $33,765. Here it is. I was wrong. It wasn't the Federal Reserve Chicago. It was the Federal Reserve Board of Washington, D.C. found that an increase in student debt has led to a decrease in home ownership. And a study that predicts that students who graduated from college in 2015 will have to delay retirement until the age of 75, in part because of the increasing burden of student debt. Tell us something we don't know already. Again, you know what's a funny thing is? As we live in this really weird era. It's a dangerous era. Years ago, I put out a piece, Markowski Investments, Watchdog on Wall Street's Financial Independence Top 20. And one of the most important rules on that list was that you have more money than your neighbors and they don't have a clue. I want to talk a little bit about this and college education and the world around us a little bit when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site again. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Download the white paper. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. That number, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
I've been working with kids. So it's been a passion of mine with sports going back 2002, spending a lot of time. And it's been making it my mission to deconstruct all snowflakes. Toughen up kids as best I possibly can. And one of the things that I've watched happen over the past, wow, time flies. We live in a world today where failure is unacceptable. I don't like to fail. I don't like to lose. But I don't find it unacceptable. I look at it as a learning experience. When I talked about the Markowski Investments Financial Independence Top 20, you have more money than your neighbors and they don't have a clue. Basically, that was me talking about, you know, you don't want to keep up with the Joneses. We have taken keeping up with the Joneses and we've put that on steroids. And we've done that through social media. What do people do on, what do people do on social media? More often than not. Paint their lives as perfect. Paint their lives as perfect. Cue the Lego song. Everything is awesome. I am awesome. Look at my perfect life. Don't you want to be just like me? Look at the vacations that I go on. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. I'm great. People compete with that. It's not real. You see people who are posting all the time. I gotta be honest. Yeah, I see people are posting all these sweet nothings to their loved ones all the time on this stuff. And I'm saying that's a relationship that has issues. That's a fugazi, as they say in Goodfellas. That's a fugazi. It's not real. It's not real. Well, trust me, in this day and age, parents, they want their little fantasies out there. They want to, can't wait to go to the social media and let everybody know that little Johnny or Sally got into, you know, XYZ school. And it's okay to be proud of something like that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I tell my kids all the time, it's just the problem with social media and selfies and all this crap that's out there that I love ripping on all the time. I mean, again, selfies? Really? You're taking a picture of yourself? Of yourself? Who takes a picture of oneself? I don't get it. To me, it's like the height of narcissism. Anyway, you need to put it all into perspective. It's not like it used to be. College and university, it's number one. College and university, number one inflationary item, number two, healthcare. You don't go spending six figures to find yourself over 4 years. You just don't. Unless, of course, mommy and daddy have the money to burn and they could give a darn. And they're not doing the right thing by you anyway. I'm taking a look at this, 20 years to pay off a bachelor degree. You can do it in a much more cost-efficient manner. Much more cost-efficient manner. Save yourself a fortune. Be able to travel the world. Be able to do all sorts of things. But instead, you're going to do 4 years of this and have a ball and chain around your ankle? I mean, that number is striking. Average person with student loan debt in their 40s. It's $33,000 a person? Come on, guys. Again, think different. I've had conversations with some of my clients. My kid, he's not ready to go to college. I don't even think he wants to go. Doesn't know what he wants to major in. Well, you own a business. Have he or she work for you for a period of time. Have them learn a little bit about life. Have them find themselves outside of that. Maybe take a class or two at the local community college and figure it out from there. I mean, it's like saying, hey, you know, I was thinking about being a restaurant owner. I don't know much about food or, You know, I don't really know about this stuff. Hey, why don't I just blow a couple hundred grand on it?
What?
You would never do that. It's the same thing. Anyway, another stool, pedestal, leg. That's the word I'm looking for. Leg in the stool. Financial planning, we talked about it a lot, is healthcare. And we've done it a lot lately. Spent a great deal of time last week on the program. Ted Cruz has put something forward, and I'm crossing my fingers. Crossing my fingers up, crossing my fingers, not holding my breath. How does that sound? Where he's offered up an idea where health insurance companies would be allowed, once again, to offer scaled down insurance. Meaning that they could offer an insurance policy without all the fluffy Obamacare mandates and, you know, the fact that I've got to cover myself for maternity and sex changes and contraception and I don't know what else. All that stuff that they threw in there. And that's honestly, I would be happy with that. My clients would be happy with it. The country would be happy with that if we could get our costs down. This Senate health care bill, I don't see costs going. I see them going up. See them going up. And we'll try to get into this a little bit later on in the program. Make no bones about it, okay? The people that you have, the so-called conservatives or Republicans, there's a few conservatives, but the Republicans there in Congress, they're not interested in taking away anybody's free stuff. They're not. Once they start giving stuff away in Washington, D.C., how shall I put it? I'll do another Brooklyn. Forget about it. They're not taking it away. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. The Allstate Hour of the program coming up next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
When the French people rose up and stormed the Bastille, it changed the course of human history.
President Trump at a joint press conference with the French president. President Trump in France to help celebrate Bastille Day at the invitation of the French president. The two men reportedly discussed a wide range of issues in a private meeting, including Syria and terrorism around the world. Violent crime is on the rise in the U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to take action to stop it.
Now, violent crime is once again on the rise in many parts of America. The murder rate, for example, has surged 10%, 11% really, nationwide in just 1 year, 2015.
Also, the DOJ today announcing a crackdown on health care fraud and scams involving drug abuse. Attorney General Sessions said more than 400 people have been arrested. USA Radio News.
Attention, all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer. Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Men's Liberty has made both mine and my husband's life easier.
As a urological surgeon, I highly recommend Men's Liberty. It's simply the best option available, and I've seen how it changes lives.
Men's Liberty is covered by Medicare and most major health insurance plans. Say goodbye to painful catheters, expensive diapers, and embarrassing accidents, odors, or infections.
Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. Call 888-827-7549. That's 888-827-7549. 888-827-7549.
The latest round of employment reports out from the Labor Department. Chris Barnes has a recap.
One report from the Labor Department showing fewer Americans filing for unemployment last week. It shows 247,000 people did file first-time claims for jobless benefits, down 3,000 from the previous week when most analysts had been expecting little or no change at all. Meanwhile, wholesale prices are up. The Labor Department saying inflation at the wholesale level did increase 0.1% in June. It had been unchanged in May. But